You are listening to Transcendental Realization Radio, an outreach of Project New Humanity Communications, which is a subsidiary of Project New Humanity Foundation, a haven for those whose church, whose temple, whose altar is within, in the Sacred Heart, the home of the Kingdom of Heaven, the birthing place of your God self, the God life within you that flows in you, illuminating you, the source of light, the source of illumination, the source of numinosity, the source of wisdom and intuition. We are a triad being, heart, mind, and body. Neither one is more important than the other. We seek the harmony or the reconciling nature, the reconciling energy to bring our life into balance. And that is what Transcendental Realization Radio is all about. Our practical mystical research will show you how living in harmony and balance with our triad nature, our Trinity nature, will give you a life full of abundance, joy, happiness, bliss, and enlightenment. With little effort, you will live through spontaneous right action. We need to stop demonizing the intellect, the brain, and stop demonizing or condemning the body. By embodying holistic lifestyles, we will see through the lens of clarity, the lens of purity, by embracing our biology, which is wired to transcend. In our biology and neurology, we have the blueprint of the spirit. This is Father Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua and founder of Temple Christhood Realization, a worldwide esoteric community of like-minded souls who seek to embody messianic and Christhood consciousness, who seek to birth the new humanity. This worldwide association seeks to unite and fuse together independent Catholicism with metaphysical new thought and a yogic meditative lifestyle. We're bringing you programming to inspire and to ignite and help you remember your inner divinity, to re-engage with your God-realized state. Whether you are listening live or on demand here on Blog Talk Radio and other media technologies of transmission at TempleChristhoodRealization.ning.com or our blog at TempleChristhoodRealization.org. Please browse our audio, video, home study, ebooks, and other materials in our media store. Visit us on YouTube at Temple Christhood Yoga and Samadhi of the Christ. We thank you for listening today and every day. Stay tuned for our broadcast.
Good morning, everybody. This is Father Brian, welcoming you to both Christ Consciousness Yoga and Christ Mind Raj Yoga. Today we're going to catch up with Christ Mind Raj Yoga, the text of the course that has been designed in a spirit of inspiration from texts such as A Course in Miracles, the original format of the first edition that's in the public domain, taking the outline of it and simply reflecting in a different way from, well, using different words and different angles to talk about oneness, the overlying or the overseeing theme. In A Course in Miracles, in Vedantic thought, and basically yoga and union and oneness, they all go hand in hand, and we're going to continue to present that theme, which I think is very important in this world today. And we've had great responses to the show, great responses, and I thank you very much for going on this journey. All these shows will be available for audio download on the site blog.bringyogatoyou.com. That's blog.bringyogatoyou.com, as well as yogastreamnewhumanity.info, and they will be available within the next week or so. Just waiting for today to get caught up a little bit with Christ Mind Raja Yoga, so we can go day by day with the course. And if you want the TV version of Christ Mind Raja Yoga, it will be on Christic Raja Yoga TV starting after Labor Day, so you can enjoy that in high definition. So definitely check out the website yogastreamnewhumanity.info. It's not just Christic Yoga that we're talking about in that network. It's part of a movement called Yoga New Humanity, and I think it belongs to the world, not just to Hindus, not just to yoga practitioners. It belongs to meditators and consciousness studying and consciousness evolving populations, which are most of us here in this Aquarian age that is coming to fruition here in the year 2012. So today we're going to talk about wholeness and spirit and Christ Mind Raja Yoga, which we'll do the text exercises first before we do the workbook exercises. Again, this isn't meant to trump or replace A Course in Miracles. It's just simply inspired by it. And it's not my version of it. It's just another expression. Today we're talking about wholeness and spirit. O inner teacher, speak, and we will listen. As we've said, the truth is true always. The eternal truths with the eternal religion, known as Sanatana Dharma, has revealed to sojourners through superconscious intuition that bliss is the natural primal first state, another way of saying the primordial, first right relationship with the ever-expansive divine consciousness that keeps on giving and its infinite state of pure being. This is yoga. Yoga of the Christ is union with the reflected light presence consciousness originating in eternal essence. When through our Christed potential, we are whole and completely at peace, we are animated by spirit, and are the light transmitted from the allness, the unified field of awareness that is immeasurable and illimitable. Brothers and sisters, the Raja Yoga of Christhood begins with a willingness to heal the split mind, to commit to a spirit vision quest involving mind training, Raja Yoga, discernment and wisdom, Jnana Yoga, right action, Karma Yoga, and right devotion, Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, we need to root every experience of self-realization and Christhood realization and every bit of gnosis in the incarnation and in space-time, meaning we can't just fly around in the ethers with the perceptions we attain. Today we speak of presence, real presence. Catholics of the Roman Rite have referred to this as the presence of Christ, the anointed, and the man Jesus focalized in the Blessed Sacrament, usually set out to be adored, followed by a benediction ritual. Christ's presence, the real presence, is omnipresent. That doesn't mean this presence cannot be focalized in a host or a monstrance on an altar. But the altar we are concerned about on this path to Christhood realization and divinization, also called theosis, is the spine. This, of course, is a truth taught in yoga science. As we speak of miracles, radical right perception, the primal, natural state of wholeness, where we lack nothing and are consumed in communion with the undying light transmission of spirit nectar, it is a vital knowing that our individual, private, little, egoic self, though false and deceiving, can be absorbed into the absolute, what yogis call Brahman, and Taoists call Wuji Supreme, and many Christians would call the Father, that the little self alone can be offered up, as it were, through upliftment and recapitulation in the fire rite of spinal consciousness baptism, called Yajna in the Bhagavad Gita. Buddhists speak of annihilation of the self. Jesus in the New Testament talks about the grain of wheat that must die, the false self. Hindus speak of the Atman, pure consciousness, being in an eternal transcendent unitive state with Brahman. The ego, Ahamkar, is a mask, a fragment and distortion, a dissociation from true self, the Atman, an insane altered state, a personality splinter, a vicious, suspicious illusion. So then why can it be integrated? Because everything is usable by God. That is what is meant by temporary learning aids. We need to develop an ego in order to transcend it. It is a learning tool. A child, it's healthy for a child to develop an ego so they can one day transcend it. It is there to be offered up to the infinite, to the divine. It's a mirror. And though its reflection is false, we learn. What is true in our makeup, in our character, through witnessing consciousness, being the observer of our insane ego. To see the sane is to detach from the insane, from our fragments. You are one with God now. The only thing that prevents you from that gnosis realization is the tiny mad idea, what happens in an unholy instant, in that forgetful denial haze that clouds your open mind. The web of confusion that entangles your thoughts, causing you to mismanifest and get stuck in a maic, delusory trance. The miracle's function is to open your awareness, to mirror to you the primal first right relationship that has always existed and won't stop existing. When you vacate divine consciousness by disassociating into a splintered non-reality, the only thing that can help you return from your mere seeming departure is the use of a miracle. As it is said in the Course in Miracles, the miracle is a temporary learning aid that you will put aside when you return to the awareness of primordial oneness. Really, this whole life in a body, also a temporary learning aid, to be laid aside, is in exile. You want to reach the promised land, and it takes some people, many lifetimes, to come to the realization that what they are looking for is already within them. You are whole, pure and innocent, all that's forgiven and released. The New Jerusalem, or the New Heaven and the New Earth, is just a return to paradise consciousness, a state of total allowance and acceptance, a state of total abundance and complete gratitude for what has been given. Let the miracle of corrected perception realign you to the awareness of the wholeness of spirit in motion. Spirit is the nucleus, God mind in action. You will come to know yourself when you transcend the confined thinking patterns ingrained in your brain, the self-imposed limitation error. We need but heal the mind of its perceived separation and alienation from the primal God consciousness. So we return to the idea that miracles have a function. A miracle is effective when it restores our awareness of complete wholeness, a state of perfect psychophysical health, something yoga science is time-tested in producing for its practitioners. Remove the limitation of splintered experience and choose restoration over desperation, consolation over desolation. In the limited experience of the small ego self, we experience lack. This is once again self-imposed by that small little self with its split mind. Use your Christhood consciousness, a state attainable where the realized is already a part of you through yogic meditation, affirmation, mind training, right action, right perception, and right devotion. As we undo the ego through the non-bloody atonement or at-one-ment process, we will come to know that the primordial oneness and blessed calmness is the real. We will remember that we are pure being and are in fact the real presence, capable of real, radical right perception. So, that's day 5 in Christ Mind Raja Yoga. We will take a break and we'll go into Christ Consciousness Yoga or Christic Jnana Yoga.
I'd like to start with a little story, a Hindu story, that tells of a time when all men were gods, but they so abused their divinity that Brahman, the master of the gods, decided to take away their divine power and hide it in a place where they would never think of looking for it. So the great problem was, where could he hide it? The minor gods were convened to seek a solution to this problem, and they said, let's hide man's divinity in the soil. But Brahman replied, no use, man will dig the fields and find it. The gods then replied, in that case, let's throw man's divinity to the bottom of the deepest ocean. Again, Brahman replied that sooner or later, man would explore the oceans and finally find it. Whereupon the minor gods concluded, we can't think of any place on earth where man might not one day think of looking for it. Brahman then said, here is what we will do with the divinity of man. We will hide it deep in himself, for that is the only place where he will never think of looking for it. Pierre Pratervand, and he said of that story, since then, man has circled the earth, explored, climbed, plunged, and dug in the earth through his search for something that is in his heart already. We are inherently good and inherently God's may sound heretical, but Yeshua Jesus said it when he quoted the psalmist from the Old Testament. Ye are gods. We are co-creators with God. We have always been able to do that, to manifest whatever is in our hearts. But why does the human mind interfere, the egoic mind interfere, and create a nightmare, the nightmare of violence, of hunger, of hate, of inhumane treatment of others, of prejudice, of separation, of starvation, of illness? Why do we manifest separation and scarcity, insanity, suffering, misery? A Course in Miracles says, this world is an hallucination, a collective dream. Don Miguel Ruiz, a Toltec wisdom teacher, says that this world is a mental hospital. Is God really responsible for that? Oh God, is there an end to this madness of suffering? And how could you do this to me? Well, newsflash, we did it to ourselves. Despite what you've been told, it is us who created this nightmare. We exist in a frantic mental thought structure that makes us think we are separate beings, that we are separate from the Edenic state of oneness. We do this when we misperceive, miscreate, misproject images and imaginings from our mind, projecting out our mental movie. We try to disown our shadow. We project it outward, and then it comes to fruition. Our bodies are condensed thought, thought that originates in a quantum soup of ceaselessly flowing river, the womb of creation, the primordial matrix out of which all life materializes or dematerializes. Now the body is the creation of our egos, as is the dream we call a world, the world that we know in subjectivity and relativity, and in duality, and in individuality. As a whole, this network targets misperception, miscreation, misprojection, and misunderstandings. We misunderstand the function, the origin, and the mechanics of thought and manifestation. As the Course in Miracles states, nothing real can be threatened, and nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. What is not real are our thoughts. The thoughts of the egoic mental stream. There are two thought systems. The voice of God consciousness, the voice of love, or egoic consciousness, the voice of fear. Choose God consciousness. And now, to our program.
All right, welcome back. We're now going to go into Christ Consciousness Yoga, or Krista Gyana Yoga, day number 8. Here is the entry and reflection that I have for you today. What I habitually see or perceive is something that is not really present right now. It is a mirage in the desert wilderness of the storehouse or matrix from which I was begotten to create in. I choose this misperception about the invention of time as something that is real instead of taking part in the divine dreaming, cosmic play of creation forces, like I was meant to throughout eternity. What I see are mind fragments and emotions attached to memories experienced biologically in the limbic system of the brain that I chose to project outwards into the space-time continuum, matrix, where manifested forms begin to appear through quantum phenomena of consciousness. The apparitions are ghosts I project under the reality light continuum called the unified field of God essence are not real. They are hallucinations of my ego mind. That aspect I experience when I forget Edenic bliss is a constant reality. The only reality. When I fall into the hypnotic trances of Maya, relativity, subjectivity, I get tangled in a web of lies that I believe are true. Past points of reference cloud my seeing because I am obsessed by them. Mental restlessness is the result of my preoccupation with the past. The resulting mental fluctuations called vrittis, or whirlpools of energetic pulsations in the form of feeling, are the agents of massive perceptual distortion. We misuse the psychic minefield when we outpicture past mental static or anxiety about future events. Time is a psychological construct through a logical linear tool, though a logical linear tool, that we misuse when we are acting solely from our ego mind illusion, producing habit projection, the illusion producing habit projection machine. There is nothing wrong with using time, but it is insanity to be used by time or controlled and kept in bondage by time. Because time is only an idea. How we use time determines our karma. Right use of time is dharma. Through our dharma and right use of our true eternal self, the Atman Christ, which is in a state of true ultimate oneness with the allness always, we dissolve the density and weight of karma, and hence our need to repeatedly materialize into bodies. Be present, absolutely present and fortified in grace bliss, for you saw past mind fragments and misdirected judgments about past defunct events, which we no longer apply to your purpose for being, which is to co-create. And a constant flux of pure beingness, emanating that purity of consciousness in the matrix of ultimate potential. Actualize truth now. Remove the slivers of past thought. Clean the lens of the third eye of observation so your witnessing presence can come forth and quiet the subconscious ego mind's attractor field to past manifestations. Manifest the divine through your witnessing eternal presence. Now close your eyes for today's practice. Take a moment to notice your breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose and hold it. Now release. Okay. The objective for today is to recognize when your mind field seems to be stuck in rewind mode or in replaying old mental movies that only seem to exist for a time. Return those movies to the vault of the Akashic Records and release them. When you are stuck in rewind or replaying a mental movie fragment, you are absent-minded and are displaced. physically present, but not in your body. It is then that you leave Eden and avoid the bliss gift that is afforded you forever and constantly. Peace comes to the psychic minefield when you are not victim of the brain machine that is plugged into past habit and thought circuitry. Tune in to the frequency of now. Today, search your mind for thoughts that cause you to leave the now. Practice acknowledging these tendencies by saying, I seem to be thinking about so-and-so, or this or that, about an emotion, an event, a painful fluctuation of thought energy, and so on and so forth. The purpose of searching the mind is to see how you seem to time travel and distort the real perception of infinite, ever-present, constant bliss, which you deny. So, again, these two programs will be available for download very shortly by Labor Day. In the meantime, you can enjoy these episodes on demand in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/transcendental realization radio. We're here daily. If there's a day we're not broadcasting, we'll be there in the next. I appreciate your listenership and support. It's been very, very rewarding and very affirming to see the amount of listenership we're getting. So, I send you forth with blessings, with peace, and with the intention to love all of life, to connect with all of life, and to see the Christ, not only in yourself, but in everyone.
Thank you for listening to this program. This has been a production of Temple Christhood Realization and Project New Humanity Communications. I am Father Brian Rice, thanking you for joining us on this journey of transformation and transcendence. Remember that we are amazing creations, divine manifestations, capable of immense greatness. And by reconnecting to both the core of who we are, the presence of pure beingness and radiant love, and to the circuitry of the new emerging consciousness of oneness, the seeds of integrity, wholeness, charity, goodwill, peace, justice, nonviolence, tolerance, a shared and common purpose, transformation and transcendence are born through each conscious breath we take. Brothers and sisters, we are at a vital stage in our evolution, and you play an integral role. We need to allow the shift from separative, fearful, and egoic consciousness to the very oneness from which we came to fully manifest and incarnate, and we must adopt a cross-cultural, transnational, collective responsibility for preserving what is in the highest and best interest of the planet and cosmos. So, join us on all the programs here on this network and in the social network
at TempleChristhoodRealization.ning.com.
Find us on Facebook by searching Project New Humanity or Project New Humanity Foundation. We look forward to participating in engaging in dialogue with you.